The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know when you get on a plane, you settle down in your seat, you've got your hand luggage stowed away under or above.
Yeah.
You got your seatbelt on, you're getting ready and geared up for a flight. You get that little bit of a butterfly in your stomach, you're excited, you're going to travel somewhere.
I think it's the most exciting part of a holiday, isn't it? Like, because you're right at the beginning, the opportunity and good times in your near future. Yeah, I love it.
And sometimes when you're sitting down in those seats, you can be there for quite a while. So you want to be comfy. Yeah. As comfy as you can be in, you know, your economy. You hang out for the food that when it comes past in the cart. Imagine this. A plane where you don't sit down. Instead, you stand up for the majority of the flight.
Yeah, that's how we save money on tickets, apparently. This has been explored by a budget carrier called Viva Columbia.
Yep.
And they're seriously considering taking out sections of seats so that passengers just stand. Surely this can't go ahead.
Much like you do when you're on a train or a bus.
When the tram's a bit crowded or the V-line's a bit crowded, you just stand between the seats. Because they're very insistent about if there's like even the mildest little bit of turbulence, they're like, oh, all right, guys, sit down, buckle up. This could get rough.
Well, because exactly. They're like, fasten your seatbelts, you know. Safety is key.
So imagine being in a turbulent environment, just standing, holding on maybe to a rail or something.
I think it was like holding on to the ceiling things, like those loops that
just have.
Just
the hangers.
Yep. Now's the time to hold on for dear life. We're going through turbulence.
You know what, Jules? For me, it would be a lot comfier. For a short flight, if I'm just doing like a 45-minute to an hour hop, you know, here you do the little ones, like Adelaide to Melbourne. Standing would be a lot comfier.
Is that because you've got really long legs?
Yeah, I'm too tall for those seats. My knees are always crammed into the seat in front of me, and then when they recline that seat, it's basically in my face.
Yeah.
So standing, I would quite happily stand on a short flight. But I'm thinking, Jules, I've got an even better idea. If you really want to fit as many people onto a plane as possible for as little money as possible.
Put them in the undercarriage?
Well, I'm just thinking, sounds kind of dangerous. I'm thinking remove all of the seats, every single seat.
Oh, yep.
And then just before the flight, as you go through like the boarding gate, whatever you call it, they just give you an injection, knocks you out for the duration of the flight, and they just stack you in there like cargo. Just all these human beings stacked on top of one another.
We might have to workshop this idea.
Jules, you could fit so many people on the plane, and not only that, you're getting a great sleep on your flight, which never happens, and you just wake up and you're at your destination.
Did you have your Weet-Bix this morning?
I had one too many Weet-Bix.
Clearly did.
And I found this bright, colourful powder in the cupboard I thought was sugar, and I put those in there.
Yeah, no. I think we'll leave the safety of plane travel to the professionals.
I thought it was a gem of an idea.
I don't think you should take any of Chris's ideas. The Power FM Brekkie Show.